This is an audio version of a leaflet entitled Healthcare for UK Pensioners Visiting Scotland from NHS Inform, health information you can trust. If you live abroad and you receive a UK state pension or a UK war pension, this fact sheet tells you how you can get NHS care while you are in Scotland. I receive a UK state pension and I live abroad. Can I get health care from the NHS when I visit Scotland? You can get health care from the NHS when you visit Scotland if you spend at least 6 months of the year in the UK and the rest of the time in the European Economic Area, EEA, or Switzerland. Or you spend at least 9 months of the year in the UK and the rest of the time in another country. I receive a UK state pension, but I live abroad all or most of the time. Will I be able to get health care from the NHS when I visit Scotland? If you need treatment for an illness or condition that develops while you are visiting Scotland, you will be able to get this from the NHS if you lived in the UK for more than 10 years before moving abroad, or you worked for more than 10 years as a Crown servant before moving abroad. For example, you were an employee of HM Forces, a civil servant, or a diplomat, or you have a European Health Insurance Card, or EHIC. If you have an EHIC card, you will also be able to get NHS treatment while in Scotland for a condition or illness that you had before coming to Scotland, including dialysis, as well as treatment you need if you become ill or have an accident while you are here. If you don't have an EHIC or live outside the EEA or Switzerland, you may be able to get treatment for an illness or condition that you had before you came to Scotland if it gets worse after you arrive. But it's up to the doctor providing your treatment to decide whether to treat you as an NHS patient at no cost or if charges should be applied. The UK has special healthcare arrangements with some countries outside the EEA. If you live in one of those countries, you can get some health care from the NHS when you are visiting Scotland. For more information, call the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488 or ask staff at a GP surgery or hospital. The countries that are in the EEA are Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. What happens if I need treatment? Some services are free whether or not you are registered as an NHS patient. Services that are free for everyone include emergency care in a hospital, in the accident and emergency department, casualty department, or minor injury unit, emergency care at a GP surgery, emergency treatment in an ambulance, sexual health services, family planning, and treatment for some infectious diseases and sexually transmitted infections in the best interests of public health. If you need other treatment, staff at the GP surgery or hospital will ask to see some documents to help them decide if you are allowed to get health care as an NHS patient. For example, they may ask you to show your UK pension book, a letter from the Department for Work and Pensions saying that you receive a UK state pension, or your EHIC card if you have one. If you don't have these documents, you may need to pay for any treatment you receive. Can my family get healthcare from the NHS? If you can get NHS care, your husband, wife or civil partner, and any of your children who are in Scotland with you can get healthcare from the NHS too. The children must be aged under 16 or under 19 and in full-time education. I receive a war pension. Do the same rules apply to me? If you receive a UK War Disablement Pension or a War Widows or Widowers Pension, you can get healthcare from the NHS whenever you visit Scotland. Your husband, wife, civil partner and children, if they are under 16 or under 19 and in full-time education, can also get NHS care while they are in Scotland with you. If you need treatment from the NHS while you are in Scotland, you will need to prove that you receive a war pension. For example, staff at the GP surgery or hospital will ask you to show your war pension book or a letter from the Ministry of Defence or Department for Work and Pensions saying you receive a UK war pension. If you don't have these documents, you may need to pay for any treatment you receive. How can I find out more? For information about health conditions and services, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488. Text phone 18001 0800 224488. The helpline also provides an interpreting service. The helpline is open between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. You can only call the helpline from the UK. Contact the International Pension Centre on +44 0 191 218 7777 or text phone +44 0 191 218 7280. You can also look on the internet www.gov.uk/international-pension-centre. The International Pension Centre phone lines are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Other fact sheets in this series: healthcare for people coming to Scotland to work, healthcare for people coming to Scotland to study, healthcare for asylum seekers and refugees in Scotland, healthcare in Scotland for former UK residents now working abroad, healthcare in Scotland for UK passport holders living abroad, and healthcare in Scotland for holidaymakers from overseas. You can get these fact sheets from anywhere you get NHS care, www.nhsinform.scot, the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488. Feeling unwell? Go to a pharmacy and ask for advice. To find your nearest pharmacy, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488 or look on the internet www.nhs24.scot. Visit the NHS 24 website at www.nhs24.scot for health information and advice. Contact the GP surgery where you are registered. If you need an interpreter, ask the GP surgery to arrange this for you. Phone NHS 24 on 111 or look on the internet. www.nhs24.scot nhs24.scot. If the GP surgery where you are registered is closed, or if you are not yet registered as an NHS patient. NHS 24 can provide an interpreting service. In an emergency, if your condition is very serious, phone 999 and ask for an ambulance. We have tried our best to make sure this information is correct. However, the information is for guidance only, so you should not rely on it as a full statement of the law. If you are thinking about taking legal action, you should contact a solicitor, a Citizens Advice Bureau, or other advice agency. Check www.nhsinform.scot for versions of this information in other languages or formats. Produced by NHS Inform. NHS Inform, health information you can trust. That is the end of the recording.